This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, joined today with by T. Xiao Yi and Lim Soo Ann. Earlier just now, we were talking about the possible insect apocalypse, but now on to our second story, which is about the non-smoking ban again.
Yes, and we're asking you first on Twitter, should smokers be given designated smoking zones in public spaces? So far, 61.5% of you have said yes, and 38.5% said no. So you can take that poll at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 or call us 03-7733-2900.
And so we're asking you that question because that's the latest development to the smoking ban that we have in the eateries. So this time coming from Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin. So she said yesterday that eateries and restaurant operators could provide designated smoking areas, but they have to be at least 3 metres away from their nearest table. Mm. So this news comes just 2 days after Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye said that eateries were not allowed to provide designated smoking areas within 3 metres of the premises, and that anything outside the business operation areas would fall under the respective local authorities.
Yeah, so while the Health Ministry is responsible for enforcing the smoking ban at eateries by receiving complaints and issuing summonses, of which apparently they've issued more than 500,000 ringgit worth of summonses. But the, like you said, the gazetting of the smoking areas comes under the purview of the Housing and Local Government Ministry as it involves land matters.
Yeah, so restaurant operators could apply via their local councils to set up these zones, but building it at their own expense, though. And Zuraida said that this is to satisfy the smokers and show that the government is concerned with their plight. We provide the facility so that they are more willing to comply with the no smoking policy, is what she said. And she added that if restaurant owners are concerned that the smoking ban would affect their business, they could, quote unquote, invest a little bit in setting up a smoking zone. She also revealed that her ministry had allocated about 1 million ringgit to local councils for them to set up designated smoking zones in public spaces such as food courts and parks. Mm. Parks? Mm. Okay, that's never mind.
Hey, it's their plight.
Sorry, yes.
So we all know that the Health Ministry started enforcing the smoking ban at all eateries starting this year after there was an educational period of a year in 2019. So as a reminder, the regulations prohibit you from smoking within a 3 metre radius from any table or chair at an eatery.
And enforcement was also carried out to ensure that food premises are free from all forms of smoking by displaying the no smoking sign clearly and not providing ashtrays or services selling like things like shisha or other types of smoking equipment. Mm-hmm. So Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad said that as of the 6th of January, more than 2,600 compounds worth almost 630,000 ringgit were issued to smokers and owners of premises in relation to the smoking ban.
And so data we have from the 2015 National Health and Morbidity Survey found that approximately 22% of Malaysians aged 15 and above are smokers. And so when you look at the data comparing to other countries in the region, Malaysia's percentage of smokers in the population remains higher than countries like Thailand, Singapore, and even Cambodia. And so when the news of a smoking ban eateries was announced way back then, it was quite welcome as a way to...
For non-smokers.
And so now with the introduction of smoking zones, guidelines on designated smoking areas will be provided to the local councils who will then engage with the restaurant operators. Mm-hmm. And so after setting up a smoking zone, the premise owners themselves must provide a place to dispose of cigarette butts and also maintain the cleanliness of the place.
So the smoking areas may have a canopy or roof, and if the area requires the construction of a permanent structure, then the operator has to obtain approval from their local council. But if the smoking zone is to be built on the restaurant operator's own land and involves a temporary structure, then they won't need the local council's approval. Mm. There must also be clear signage to indicate that this place is a designated smoking area.
And you know, Malaysia is not actually the first to implement this idea of a smoking zone. Countries worldwide with smoking bans have implemented a system where lighting up is allowed in eateries with designated smoking areas. So here are some of those examples. In India, for example, smokers can light up at designated areas in eateries and hotels following the country's ban on smoking in public public places and restriction on smoking in places such as cinemas, restaurants, hotels and shopping malls. But permits for smoking areas in restaurants are only given to those with a seating capacity for 30 or more.
And over in Italy, a ban on smoking in public places was introduced back in 2005, where smoking is only allowed in restaurants with designated areas. But at least half of the area of the premises must be designated as non-smoking. And Poland also implemented a smoking ban in all public indoor places in 2010, but allows restaurants larger than 100 square meters to have a designated smoking area as long as it's properly ventilated and it's actually physically separated from the non-smoking area.
Yeah, I don't understand this smoking and non-smoking area within a restaurant because very often it's right next to each other. I mean, how much space can you have to separate them,
exactly.
Right? And this, we're talking about cigarette smoke. Mm. You know, how far it can travel.
Exactly.
So let's look at Japan. They don't have a nationwide smoking ban in public places, but they're well known for many of their indoor eateries having a designated area for smokers. And there, they often separate it from the non-smoking area with a glass wall.
And so here, we know we can't smoke in eateries now anymore. So how effective will these smoking zones be, even if they're located at least 3 meters away from eateries, right? So earlier today, I spoke to Dr. Zariha Mohamad Zain. She's the medical director of MyWatch, which is the Malaysian Women's Action for Tobacco Control and Health. And I started by asking her, what is the purpose of having a designated smoking area?
Essentially, smoking areas, when it is set up, it is because there are nowhere else that smokers can smoke. Like, for example, within the vicinity of the airport, where it's completely smoke-free, and then the airport authorities want to set up smoking areas because there are travellers who are using the airport who wants to smoke. But of course, even that, there are many countries and groups that don't agree that smoking areas should be set up within airports, because when these smokers get up on the plane in a long-haul travel, they still can't smoke. There is no smoking areas within the aircraft. Mm. So actually, the whole idea of smoking area is contentious, but yet you can, in a way, understand to fulfill the needs and the urge of smokers who need their fix.
Mm.
Now, if you ask me on what's happening, smoking areas that is being proposed right now, to me, I think there is no need because everywhere else you can smoke.
Mm.
So, there is smoking areas. If you look at Singapore has set up smoking areas within the vicinity of Orchard Road, which is the major business shopping area in Singapore. And over there, they set up smoking areas because the whole street, the whole Orchard Road is now smoke-free. So it makes sense. But in Malaysia, if it's just about no smoking in restaurants, there is no need because they can go out of the restaurants and the government, the Ministry of Health has set up 3 meters, get out and walk a little bit for 3 meters outside and smoke. There's no need for smoking areas.
Mm.
But if the local government still insists on smoking areas, then might as well make the whole street no smoking and then only smoke in those smoking areas.
Mm. Do you think then, I mean, they say that it should help people to comply with the smoking ban in eateries. Do you think that it will?
The smoking areas, I don't think so. It doesn't make sense. Will there be for every restaurant, will there be smoking areas? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
The whole idea of, and then the allocation, I was reading it in the news, it's been allocated 1 million ringgit to set up these smoking areas.
Mm.
Will it be enough? How many smoking areas are you going to have? And which areas are you going to allow smoking areas?
Mm.
And because the pictures that was shared in the news article, there was a smoking area, maybe that was in Ampang, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The smoking area is just opposite a clinic. It doesn't make sense.
Mm.
I mean, the whole idea of smoking ban in public places and in the latest being restaurant is to send out this message that the government cares. The policy is to care for the majority because majority of the population are non-smokers. Smoking only constitutes about 22% of the population. About almost 80% of the population are non-smokers. So it's to protect these people, because these people also, non-smokers I'm talking about, these people also go to restaurants and they have their meals and they sit. And it's not fair to have their rights to maintain clean air and breathe in clean air being violated by smoking indiscriminately and in restaurants. It's very, very unfair for them. And also, just to share with you that there are many studies done worldwide that showed people in countries that has got smoking bans, there has been reduction in hospitalization, those tobacco-related diseases. In other words, it's also not just protecting non-smokers, it's also helping smokers to maybe quit and, if not, reduce their smoking, and it's for their own health. Mm. So it's actually a policy that is good for all, not trying to discriminate or age smokers. It's not at all that.
Mm. So you mentioned like the smoking area that was created in Ampang, right? It's located in front of a clinic. So if smoking areas are to be erected in public spaces, what are some of the factors that they should consider before building one of those areas?
Yeah, the location is important. You can't have a smoking area with respect with smokers in the visibility of school children, near schools and so on, because smoking is a very bad habit and you don't want children to smoke. So you don't want to be sending out messages that smoking is all right because I see it every day. And the fact that adults should be projecting the behavior that is good, that should be emulated by children, they should be good role models. And if you allow smoking in places where, you know, it's frequented by children and so on, it really is very bad as far as being role models. That shouldn't be it at all. Mm. In fact, the whole idea of smoking should now be denormalized. It shouldn't be something that is normal for the population, for the public.
Mm.
So if you want to set up smoking areas, it has got to be completely out of sight. There should be walls and there should be an exhaust fans to remove the toxic air from within the smoking areas and so on.
Mm.
And that could be very costly. It's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best not to have smoking areas at all. Certainly not right now when smoking is allowed everywhere except those places that has been listed in the law. So if we were to have smoking areas, like, for example, in airports, there are specifications of what this smoking area should be. There should be a circulation of air and some pressure, atmospheric pressure that should not allow air from within the smoking areas to pollute out into the non-smoking areas and so on. There are very stringent specifications of what these smoking areas should abide by the law. It really makes no sense. And I can predict very quickly this 1 million that has been allocated for smoking areas will very quickly be exhausted. How many smoking areas can you build with only 1 million for the whole country?
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, this places, which is now I see it's quite nicely built with plants and so on, very quickly it will be ruined by smokers who are going to be killing the plants and, you know, putting their cigarette butts, throwing it indiscriminately. So I don't think it's worthwhile at all. It's a waste of time, effort and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, it is contradicting to the effort of the Ministry of Health. When the government become a party to the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control in 2005, the whole country is a party, not just the Ministry of Health. It should be an all-of-government approach. So the action and the policies of one agency or one government ministry should not contradict or fail the effort of another ministry, and in this case, the Ministry of Housing and Local Government action. To me, it seemed to be contradicting to what the effort of the Ministry of Health. Although it's within the jurisdiction of, the decision is within the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Local Government, but but yet the policy affects the general obligation to an international treaty and the effort and the policy of the Ministry of Health.
So that was Dr. Zariha Mohamad Zain, Medical Director of MyWatch.
And it's interesting she brought up that issue about the ministries contradicting each other.
Yes.
That does seem to be the main thing coming through now. And we have a listener on WhatsApp who pointed out the exact same thing. Now, let me see if I can find it, because we had quite a number of comments to our poll. Let me just revisit the poll first. So we asked whether smokers should be given designated smoking zones in public spaces. And actually, interestingly, almost 63% of you said yes. About 37% of you said no. Yes, so now where is that? Oh, there we go. Mardin said that government agencies always contradict each other. So here you have Ministry of Health trying to prevent smoking, and then you have local councils giving them smoking areas. For the most part, the comments are actually sort of like keen for smoking areas. Mm-hmm. For example, Azman Rahman says, you know, if you don't give them a designated space, they will smoke in areas that are not appropriate, like toilets, emergency staircases. So let them, you know, freely exchange first and secondhand smoke amongst themselves without polluting the air for others. Terry says smokers should be given designated areas in a transparent box so we can watch them in a white smoke. And Rebel to Save the Environment says, yes, it should be enclosed and the air must be filtered and scrubbed clean of all nicotine. And it's the thing is, not just nicotine, right? Mm. There are lots of other harmful chemicals. Michael Chiang says, no smoking in parks, please. So echoing you, Juliet.
Yes, definitely.
Even if it is a designated spot, because the whole point of going to parks is for the fresh air.
Mm. And we bring our children there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You bring your whole family
there.
Your
whole family, the elderly, the children. And why do I need to have smokers next to
yeah.
me?
Ravin says, the whole idea of the smoking ban is a way to cut down on smoking or to stop people from smoking, because you are reducing their opportunities to mm-hmm. smoke. We have one, I think, is a smoker coming in from on the other side of the argument. Designated zones are a waste of money. Bring back smokers' freedom where we can smoke in the cafes or mama. I think that boat has sailed. That ship has sailed. So we're talking about something else completely now.
And I guess the whole idea of having a smoking zone, right? You don't want, like, some of the photos, like of the one that's been set up in Ampang Jaya, it's just a sort of steps for you to sit on with a roof covering. It's mm-hmm. not really an enclosed space. Mm-hmm. So then it doesn't make sense when you have a smoking zone, because you are still essentially polluting the air for people who are walking around you. And it's not like Dr. Zariha said, in a place where it's out of sight. It is yeah. right in the middle of the street. So I don't see that making much difference.
Yeah, we have Chinting on WhatsApp who said, citing a restaurant in a shopping mall here in KL, he went with his wife and 22-month-old daughter. So this restaurant had a smoking room within their inside seating area, but the sliding door was not closed. So you know, the smoke came out and polluted the rest of the restaurant. And, you know, other smokers, even when going outside to smoke, they weren't respecting that 3-meter radius, so they were still subjected to smoke pollution. And he's saying he's not sure if the smoking room is even permitted by law. Actually, it isn't.
It's not, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if you want to, the smoking zones cannot be inside the eateries. If eateries want to build it, it has to be 3 meters away from the table.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's no more like non-smoking and smoking zones in restaurants anymore.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but those of you who want to quit smoking, you can always get advice from MQuit Services in all government health clinics and hospitals nationwide, as well as in pharmacies with accredited MQuit services. And you can find out more at jomquit.moh.gov.my.
And if you see incidents of people breaking the no smoking ban, you can report incidents by sending your complaints or tip off to the Health Ministry via WhatsApp. That's 010-860-8949. You do need to provide details such as the name and address of the outlet, the type of offence, as well as pictures of the smokers in at the eatery.
All right.
Name and shame. Name and shame. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. You can always keep the conversation going by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. And if you'd like to get in touch with the team, you can look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture and drop us a message. And if you miss any part of this show or our previous segment, you can always download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can look for us on the BFM app. We're also on Spotify. This has been The Daily Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.